Good morning, 7:46 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time once again to have our bi-monthly chat with City Manager Mark Hall. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning. Always a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you. So we do have, of course, a meeting coming up tonight, taking a look at the various agenda items. Of course, 6:30, that meeting does get underway. And so let's go through it.
You bet. Of course, if you're needing assistance, if you'll go to the east side of City Hall and go down to the customer service door, if you go through that and turn to your left, you'll see an elevator. And if you'll take that up to the second floor, that's where the commission meeting's held. But looking at our agenda, it is the consent agenda. It is one of those. That's where appropriations are. That's us paying our bills. And either the mayor or Commissioner York goes through the bills, kind of giving the public an idea of what we're paying. Some of those amounts are very large, and that's usually related to the electric and the power pool and payments along that lines. But then we move to the comments from citizens, and of course the City Commission always welcomes citizens to come in during that period and express their concerns. It is, we know there's going to be good and bad comments, and that's part of us getting better. There's some things we can do and can't do, but they're always welcome. And then, of course, there's not any public hearings or presentations, not any old business, and then we move to new business, which resolution 2277, this is an agreement with KDOT and South Kansas Oklahoma Railroad for installing a railroad crossing at 9th Street. And if over in the area of the railroad crossings, it is one of those east of Patterson. Is there will be installing another railroad crossing, and that's an agreement. Then there's a resolution to purchase a core drill and attachments. And what that is, the core drill allows us to actually go through and see what's down under the streets. It takes a core sample. That way we know, and as we move through this, the city's been working on a street master plan, and that's for all streets. You have to start somewhere, but it is when we go to repair, rejuvenate a street, it is we need to know what's down there. So this is a piece of equipment that drills down and takes a core, just kind of everybody's used to what a core is, and pulls it out. Then we can open it up and then see, you know, how thick, you know, either asphalt, concrete, brick, what all's down there to the base. And then for commission's consideration is the engagement of legal services of Gilmore and Bell for a contemplated issue of public securities. What that is the city, when dealing with business, we have a representative for the city, but we have to go through the legal practice of engaging them so the attorneys can talk representing the city to the business and let them know of things that we have to offer that are allowed by state to assist the business in coming in. So that's what that item is. And then we go to the city manager's report and comments from staff, and that's pretty much it. It's a note here. I might say that on our sales tax collection, and thank everyone from buying locally, it is the sales tax, any sales tax collected, stays in Coffeyville. It doesn't go outside to Coffeyville. It stays in to better Coffeyville. And our sales tax collection appears to be going to be the highest each year for the past 3 years, have set a record higher than the previous year. So this year looks like another year that will set another record for sales tax collection. And like I said, 33% of sales tax collection comes from people that don't even live here. So they're helping pay for what we're doing to better Coffeyville. So that's pretty much the meeting.
Sure, and we're talking with Coffeyville City Manager Mark Hall, and I was just noticing, I went back and looked because you were talking about the actual gate going in there on 9th Street. And yeah, there is one on 8th, yeah. But all there is just some lights on 9th Street. I drive that quite a bit. So yeah, that'll be good. Was that prompted by the railroad wanting that? I think it was a little both
in a safety concern, and it is one of those that, you know, it allows. railroad crossings are always an inconvenience because usually there's a train, but it's for safety, and I appreciate, we haven't had any incidents here, but it's always good to be the safe side, so I think that's what they're discussing to make that safer.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. But yeah, I just realized that, yeah, there's just the lights there and no, uh-huh. No gate, so yeah,
you
I
bet.
Think that'll be... That'll be good. So,
okay.
All right. Well, sounds like another good meeting. And of course, your chance to make your voice heard and participate in local government is tonight at 6:30.
You bet.
We got a busy night ahead of us with election night as well. So
everybody get out and vote. That's your right. And we'll see how things go at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Well, sir, I always appreciate you coming in here.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Mr. Mark Hall here on the Mighty 690, and we will be back with more here on KGGF right after this.